Robin Marouche says the timing seemed right for her to make the transition from a full-time paid staff member to a volunteer board member, where she can devote the time to selecting the new location and paying for the new art center.
I'll continue to be very involved. I was just at that point where we wanted to take the next step with the building, and a friend of mine is the co-founder of backcountry.com, and he always said that in business, the two key ingredients of success are focus and execution. And transitioning my role so that I can really just focus on the building and finding the permanent site and getting her done will be the best use of my time and effort.
Board Chair Maggie Abu-Hodir says that Marouche will make the transition to her new role on the board of directors as soon as her replacement is hired.
I think we've come to see it as a chance to have a two-for-one. We're very excited that Robin will join the board and bring her energy and her creativity and her communication skills and all that, I mean, the skill set that has really made her a fantastic executive director to the board. We will begin the search for a new executive director at the beginning of this year.
There's no specific date that they will have a new director on board, but with a lot of long-range and strategic planning going on, they hope it's sooner rather than later.
There's no hard line in the sand, because this is going to be a collaborative, iterative process. But February seems like the right time, and we're doing strategic planning and long-range planning right now. And to have the new director be able to have a voice in that will be key as well. And new ideas and fresh perspective will strengthen the organization. So we're really doubling down.
Depending on where a permanent art center is built, Marouche says will depend on how much money she needs to raise. She was the one who helped orchestrate the sale of the Old Town Art Center for more than $5 million a few years ago. She says that money will certainly help.
So until we choose the land, we don't know how much the land is going to be, and then a building on top of that. We certainly are very blessed to have some money to start out with. So we're in a very fortunate position. But we're going to need to raise, we don't know yet, but somewhere in 10 to 20 million. So it's significant.
Abu Haidar says that the board is considering a number of options for the new location.
And the Prospector area is one of those many areas that we're considering. We're fortunate to have multiple options, and people are coming to us on a daily basis almost to make suggestions about where we might live. And that being said, we are committed to trying to make a decision this spring so that we can get started.
The Kimball board will do a national search to fill the executive director position and to bring someone in who has the vision and experience to help the organization chart its new course. Kathy Kennedy, who was brought on in November of 2013 in anticipation of this eventual transition, will continue to oversee all operations in her role as managing director. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.